The Place is in Between. By Rory Stewart. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Places in Between is a travelogue written by Rory Stewart, a British diplomat and author. The book chronicles Stewart's journey across Afghanistan in January 2002, shortly after the fall of the Taliban. Stewart set out from Herat in the west of the country and walked eastward, crossing the Hindu Kush Mountains and the deserts of central Afghanistan, before reaching the capital, Kabul. Along the way, he encountered a variety of people, from nomads and villagers to warlords and Taliban fighters. He also encountered a range of cultures, from the traditional Islamic culture of the Pashtuns to the more modern culture of the Hazaras. Stewart's journey was not only a physical one, but also a spiritual one, as he sought to understand the people and culture of Afghanistan. He also sought to understand the history of the country, and the events that had led to the fall of the Taliban. The Places in Between is an insightful and thought-provoking account of Stewart's journey, and a valuable insight into the culture and history of Afghanistan. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Places in Between is a travelogue of Rory Stewart's journey across Afghanistan in 2002. He walked 1,600 miles from Herat to Kabul, encountering a variety of people and cultures along the way. His journey provides a unique insight into the country and its people during a time of great upheaval. The Places in Between is a travelogue of Rory Stewart's journey across Afghanistan in 2002. He walked 1,600 miles from Herat to Kabul, encountering a variety of people and cultures along the way. His journey provides a unique insight into the country and its people during a time of great upheaval. Stewart's account of his journey is both personal and political, as he reflects on the history of Afghanistan and the current state of the country. He meets a wide range of people, from warlords to refugees, and his conversations with them provide a vivid picture of life in Afghanistan. Stewart also provides a detailed description of the landscape and the people he encounters, giving readers a vivid sense of the country and its people. The Places in Between is an important and timely book, offering a unique perspective on a country that has been in the news for decades. Main idea number 2. Stewart's journey is a physical and spiritual one, as he confronts his own mortality and the fragility of life. He reflects on the nature of war, the power of faith, and the importance of understanding different cultures. His experiences provide a unique perspective on the human condition. Stewart's journey in The Places in Between is a physical and spiritual one. As he travels through Afghanistan, he confronts his own mortality and the fragility of life. He reflects on the nature of war, the power of faith, and the importance of understanding different cultures. His experiences provide a unique perspective on the human condition, and he is able to gain insight into the lives of the people he meets along the way. Stewart's journey is a journey of self-discovery, as he learns to appreciate the beauty of the Afghan landscape and the resilience of its people. He is able to gain a deeper understanding of the complexities of the region, and the importance of respecting different cultures and beliefs. Through his journey, Stewart is able to gain a greater appreciation for the human spirit and the power of faith and hope. Stewart's journey is a powerful reminder of the importance of understanding and respecting different cultures and beliefs. His experiences provide a unique perspective on the human condition, and his reflections on the nature of war, the power of faith, and the importance of understanding different cultures are invaluable. His journey is a testament to the strength of the human spirit, and the power of faith and hope. Main idea number 3. Stewart's journey is a difficult one, as he faces extreme weather, dangerous terrain, and hostile people. He is often forced to rely on the kindness of strangers for food and shelter, and he must constantly be on guard against potential danger. Stewart's journey is a difficult one, as he faces extreme weather, dangerous terrain, and hostile people. He is often forced to rely on the kindness of strangers for food and shelter, and he must constantly be on guard against potential danger. Along the way, he encounters a variety of people, from nomadic tribes to warlords, and he must navigate the complex political and social dynamics of the region. He also faces physical challenges, such as crossing rivers and mountains, and he must often go without food and water for days at a time. Despite the hardships, Stuart perseveres, and his journey is a testament to the strength of the human spirit. Stuart's journey is also a spiritual one, as he reflects on the nature of life and death, and the meaning of his own existence. He is often struck by the beauty of the landscape, and he finds solace in the simple pleasures of life. He also discovers a deep appreciation for the people he meets, and he is humbled by their generosity and kindness. Through his journey, Stuart finds a sense of purpose and connection to the world around him, and he is ultimately transformed by his experiences. Main idea number 4. Stuart's journey is also a political one, as he encounters a variety of different factions vying for power in Afghanistan. He meets with warlords, tribal leaders, and religious figures, and he is exposed to the complex politics of the region. Stuart's journey is a political one, as he encounters a variety of different factions vying for power in Afghanistan. He meets with warlords, tribal leaders, and religious figures, and is exposed to the complex politics of the region. He discovers that the country is divided into many different factions, each with their own interests and agendas. He also learns that the Afghan people are deeply divided along ethnic and religious lines, and that the country is in a state of constant flux. He finds that the power struggles between these factions are often violent and unpredictable, and that the only way to survive is to be constantly vigilant and aware of the shifting political landscape. Stuart's journey is a fascinating exploration of the politics of Afghanistan, and a testament to the resilience of the Afghan people in the face of adversity. Main idea number 5. Stuart's journey is a cultural one, as he encounters a variety of different cultures and religions. He meets with people from different ethnic and religious backgrounds, and he is exposed to the diversity of the region. Stuart's journey is a cultural one, as he encounters a variety of different cultures and religions. He meets with people from different ethnic and religious backgrounds, and he is exposed to the diversity of the region. He visits mosques, shrines, and other places of worship, and he speaks with locals about their beliefs and customs. He also visits ancient ruins and archaeological sites, learning about the history of the region. Along the way, he discovers the beauty of the landscape and the richness of the culture. He also learns about the struggles of the people, and the challenges they face in their daily lives. Through his journey, Stuart gains a greater understanding of the region and its people, and he is able to appreciate the diversity of the region. Stuart's journey is also a spiritual one, as he is exposed to the various religious beliefs and practices of the people he meets. He is able to gain a deeper understanding of the spiritual beliefs of the region, and he is able to appreciate the importance of faith in the lives of the people he meets. He also learns about the importance of tolerance and understanding, and he is able to gain a greater appreciation for the different cultures and religions of the region. Stuart's journey is an enlightening one, as he is able to gain a greater understanding of the region and its people. He is able to appreciate the beauty of the landscape and the richness of the culture, and he is able to gain a greater appreciation for the diversity of the region. Through his journey, Stuart is able to gain a greater understanding of the region and its people, and he is able to gain a greater appreciation for the different cultures and religions of the region. Main idea number 6. Stuart's journey is a spiritual one, as he reflects on the nature of faith and the power of religion. He meets with religious figures and visits holy sites, and he is exposed to the spiritual beliefs of the region. Stuart's journey in the places in between is a spiritual one, as he reflects on the nature of faith and the power of religion. He meets with religious figures and visits holy sites, and he is exposed to the spiritual beliefs of the region. He is deeply moved by the stories of the people he meets, and he is humbled by the power of faith and the strength of religious conviction. He is also struck by the beauty of the places he visits, and the sense of peace and serenity that he finds in them. He is inspired by the faith of the people he meets, and he is moved by their devotion to their beliefs. He is also challenged by the difficult questions that arise from his encounters with different faiths, and he is forced to confront his own beliefs and values. Ultimately, Stuart's journey is a spiritual one, as he discovers the power of faith and the beauty of religious devotion. Main idea number 7. Stuart's journey is a historical one, as he visits ancient sites and learns about the history of the region. He visits the ruins of the ancient city of Balkh, and he is exposed to the rich history of the region. Stuart's journey is a historical one, as he visits ancient sites and learns about the history of the region. He visits the ruins of the ancient city of Balkh, and is exposed to the rich history of the region. He meets with local people, and hears stories of the past, of the great empires that once ruled the area, and of the struggles of the people who have lived there for centuries. He also visits the great monuments of the region, such as the Buddhas of Bamiyan, and the Minaret of Jam, and learns about the culture and traditions of the people who have lived in the region for centuries. Stuart's journey is also a spiritual one, as he visits the shrines and mosques of the region, and learns about the Islamic faith. He meets with local religious leaders, and hears stories of faith and devotion, and of the struggles of the people to maintain their beliefs in the face of adversity. He also visits the great tombs of the region, such as the Tomb of Ali, and learns about the importance of the Islamic faith in the region. Stuart's journey is also a cultural one, as he visits the markets and bazaars of the region, and learns about the customs and traditions of the people. He meets with local artisans, and hears stories of the craftsmanship and skill of the people, and of the importance of the arts in the region. He also visits the great libraries of the region, such as the Library of Balkh, and learns about the importance of literature and learning in the region. Stuart's journey is a journey of discovery, as he learns about the history, culture, and faith of the region. He is exposed to the beauty and richness of the region, and to the struggles of the people who have lived there for centuries. He is also exposed to the great monuments and libraries of the region, and to the importance of the arts and literature in the region. Through his journey, Stuart is able to gain a greater understanding of the region, and of the people who have lived there for centuries. Main idea number 8. Stuart's journey is a personal one, as he reflects on his own life and the choices he has made. He reflects on his past and his future, and he is forced to confront his own mortality. Stuart's journey is a deeply personal one. As he travels through the remote and rugged terrain of Afghanistan, he reflects on his own life and the choices he has made. He contemplates his past and his future, and he is forced to confront his own mortality. He is also forced to confront the harsh realities of life in a war-torn country, and the struggles of the people he meets along the way. Stuart's journey is a journey of self-discovery, as he learns more about himself and the world around him. Throughout his journey, Stuart is constantly reminded of the fragility of life and the importance of making the most of the time we have. He is also reminded of the power of hope and resilience, and the strength of the human spirit. Stuart's journey is a journey of self-reflection and growth, and it is a journey that will stay with him for the rest of his life. Main idea number 9. Stuart's journey is a literary one, as he reads and reflects on the works of great writers. He reads the works of Rumi, Omar Khayyam, and other great writers, and he is exposed to the literary culture of the region. Stuart's journey is a literary one, as he reads and reflects on the works of great writers. He reads the works of Rumi, Omar Khayyam, and other great writers, and he is exposed to the literary culture of the region. He discovers the beauty of the written word, and the power of literature to transport him to a different world. He is also exposed to the history and culture of the region, and the stories of the people he meets along the way. Through his journey, Stuart is able to gain a deeper understanding of the region and its people, and to appreciate the beauty of the written word. Stuart's journey is a journey of discovery, as he learns about the region and its people. He is exposed to the culture and history of the region, and he is able to gain a better understanding of the region and its people. He is also able to appreciate the beauty of the written word, and the power of literature to transport him to a different world. Through his journey, Stuart is able to gain a deeper understanding of the region and its people, and to appreciate the beauty of the written word. Main idea number 10. Stuart's journey is a philosophical one, as he reflects on the nature of life and the meaning of existence. He reflects on the nature of war, the power of faith, and the importance of understanding different cultures. Stuart's journey is a philosophical one, as he reflects on the nature of life and the meaning of existence. He contemplates the fragility of life, the power of faith, and the importance of understanding different cultures. He questions the nature of war and the consequences of conflict. He ponders the impact of colonialism and the legacy of imperialism. He considers the role of religion in society and the potential for peace. He reflects on the beauty of the land and the resilience of the people. He discovers the strength of human connection and the power of compassion. Ultimately, Stuart's journey is a journey of self-discovery, as he discovers the power of his own inner strength and courage. Stuart's journey is a journey of exploration, as he discovers the beauty of the land and the resilience of the people. He discovers the power of faith and the importance of understanding different cultures. He discovers the strength of human connection and the power of compassion. He discovers the power of his own inner strength and courage. Ultimately, Stuart's journey is a philosophical one, as he reflects on the nature of life and the meaning of existence.